B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Pei He. We're going to start from the last few words on Daf Pei Dalad Omid Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. It was said in the name of Shmuel, and it was Rav Yehuda who said it in the name of Shmuel. It's an important factor. Boir Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. And the situation was as follows. You had one chotzer on the right, which was walled. There was another chotzer on the left, which also had walls around it. In between the two chotzer, between the two outer walls of the chotzer, there was an alleyway, which actually nobody used that alleyway for residence. It was just an alleyway that was sort of locked in between two walls, outside walls of a chotzer. And in this alleyway, there was a boir, there was a well, a pit, a well. A boir shebein shtei chatzeris, mufleges mikoisel ze arba'o u'mikoisel ze arba'o. There was at least four tvachim between the outside wall of each chotzer and the well. And there's a window in the sides of the chotzer towards facing this well, which would allow the people, the residents in each chotzer, to stretch out with using some contraption, some stick, whatever it was, to stretch out their pail and draw water from the well. So we have a situation where even though that alleyway itself has no residence in it, but the well itself is being shared by two chatzeris. And these two chatzeris do not have any eruv with each other. So the question is one allowed to use the well when the well itself is being shared by two different entities? And as we've learned previously, according to the rules, it should be a problem. So says the Gemara, or says Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that ze moitzi ziz kol shehu umemale. That the truth is that there would be an issue, because even though there's a distance between four amos, between each four tvachim, between each chotzer and the well, and even though there's that distance, it's still considered as if both chatzeris are using the well or have the ability and permission to use the well, and therefore there would be an issue. And this is a concept that we've mentioned previously a little bit. We're going to mention it more in today's daf, of a person of Oyser Odom Derech Avir. If one person is using a rishus, a wall, whatever it is, in a normal way, and somebody else is using it, but that somebody else can only reach this area by through avir, by passing over a four tvachim airspace. We've already seen previously in the Mishnah that if you have a wall that is in a chotzer that serves the people living in the chotzer and the people living in the balconies upstairs, and we said that if this wall was more than four tvachim away, then the use of the people in the balcony of the top of this wall is not a use that would restrict the people in the chotzer from using it, because they can only use it via the airspace of four tvachim. So we hear that, according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds that usage through airspace is considered usage, and they could make each other osur. They restrict each other. And therefore, says Shmuel, you need to have a type of a hecker. You need to have a recognition, a sign that's making it clear that in a different situation where the distance between the person using the area and the area itself is not a four tvachim airspace, and there if two different people are using a shared space, it would be also for them to use it. In order not to get confused, you have to have some type of a sign. So what sign do we use? Shmuel says, ze moitzi ziz kol shu. They can take a ledge, it doesn't need to be any substantial size, and stick out from his window towards the well this ledge, and then he can fill up from the well. Umemali. Ze moitzi, and the person in the other chotzer also, moitzi ziz, he also, if he wants to use the well, he's got to stick out a little ledge from his chotzer, kol shu, however small this ledge is, umemali, and he is allowed to use and fill up water from the well. That was what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda didei Omar, afilu kanya. And it seems that Rav Yehuda only knew that Shmuel made some type of a recognition, and the fact that Shmuel used a ledge, Rav Yehuda assumed that it didn't have to be a ledge. It could have been even something as insignificant as a reed. Rav Yehuda today, Omar Afilu Kanyo, it's as long as you have any type of hecker, any sign, it's enough. Even if it's just a reed, it does not need to be a ledge. Continues the Gemara. Omar Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef. Hodu Rav Yehuda. This that Rav Yehuda said, and Rav Yehuda held, that there's an issue with using a well which is shared by two people, and even though they are far from the well, it's four tefachim, it's to the avir. You see here that Rav Yehuda holds that people are oyser derech avir. Where does Rav Yehuda get this from? Now it's clear that when Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Abaye wasn't aware of the Gemara that we just saw in the way we saw it. In the way we just saw the Gemara, it says Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda himself said in the name of Shmuel that there is an issue with the fact that there are two residents from different chatzeres using the same well, and therefore you have to make a sign. And then the Gemara added on that Rav Yehuda himself said it doesn't need to be a ziz, it can be a kanyo, just a reed. And Abaye didn't hear it that way. Abaye just heard that Rav Yehuda himself holds that Rav Yehuda holds that there's an issue with the fact that there's two different chatziris using the well, and therefore you have to make a sign. And Abaye asked Rav Yosef, or Abaye said to Rav Yosef, that this concept of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda held that even though you're using the well over an airspace of four tefachim, it's still an issue, is to Shmuel he. Abaye assumed that Rav Yehuda actually heard this from his Rebbe. Rav Yehuda had two Rebbes, Rav and Shmuel. This thing he heard from his Rebbe Shmuel. De'id Rav, because had he heard it from Rav, there we would have a problem with that. Ha'omar, we know that Rav holds, and we're going to learn about it a little bit later here, that Ein Adam Oyser Al Chaveru Derech Avir. Rav holds that using an area, but you can only use it by going over four tefachim of airspace, that's such an insignificant use that it would not restrict somebody else who's got permission to use the same area. So according to Rav, that since they were using this well over an airspace of four tefachim, then there's no issue whatsoever. There's no reason in the world you should need to have a hecker, this sign. So the fact that you need the sign, it must be he didn't hear it from Rav, he probably heard it from Shmuel. And it seems that Abaye had in mind, when he said this to Rav Yosef, Abaye knew exactly which Shmuel, which quote of Shmuel, which statement of Shmuel Rav Yehuda heard that made him understand this way. And we're now going to discuss that. Ude Shmuel Mehecha. Which statement of Shmuel would have given us to understand? Obviously, anyone who's learnt the Gemara we started with today will see straight away, here I have a Shmuel that says you need to put a ziz. He's clearly telling us that without the ziz there would be a problem, even though it's being used derech avir. And the Gemara is going to come to that conclusion, but not just yet. Ilema mehod omer of Nachman omer Shmuel. The Gemara is suggesting that maybe Rav Yehuda learnt this from a different statement of Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Gag hasomech roshus harabim. And we actually mentioned this case on Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis. If you have a roof that was flush with the roshus harabim, then tzorech sulam kavua la'atirei. We said that this roof also serves the public and also serves one of the people living in the home whose roof this belongs to, and it's on a mirpeset, and the people on the mirpeset want to use the roof, and it's their roof. The problem is that the roof is also being used by the roshus harabim. So the fact that the roshus harabim are using the roof is restricting the people from the mirpeses from using the roof, and nobody can use the roof because there's no eruv between the people in the mirpeses and the roshus harabim. And the Gemara is now assuming. And so what's the halacha? The halacha is that if you put a permanent ladder from the balcony or from the aliyah, from the attic, onto the roof, then it's clear that the roof is exclusively going to be used by the people in the roshus hayachid and to the exclusion of the roshus harabim, and then the roshus harabim do not restrict the use of the roof. However, if you do not have a permanent ladder there, then the roshus harabim could use that roof, and they restrict the people of the mirpeset. And now the Gemara is assuming that, and this was very common practice, that one would put some stones up, or there would be some barrier between the walls of a home and the people in the Rishos HaRabim to stop the wagons coming too close to the walls of the building and destroying them. So we assume that these people who want to use this roof, and we assume at this point that they're using the roof to put down heavier loads, and not such easy and comfortable use, and to do that they cannot get so close to the building because of these barriers, so they're going to use the roof of this building by throwing whatever they want to put on the roof, the four tfachim, the gap between these barriers and the wall. So you see clearly that even though the people are using the roof over an airspace of four tfachim, it's considered that they're using the roof to restrict the people on the merpeses. So you see clearly from here that according to Shmuel, using something over an airspace restricts the other people who are using the area. Says the Gemara, no, this is not the Shmuel that Rav Yehuda would have learnt this from, because Dilma Kadir of Papa, we already saw previously. The reason that the usage of this roof restricts the people in the home to use the roof is because people are using the roof not for the heavier usage, and then they could not get so close to the home to do that because of the barriers, and they would have to throw it. No, it's people are using it just to put their hats and scarves down, and to do that, they can actually come right to the edge of the wall. They can go through the barrier, over the barrier, for that sort of type of usage. That was what Rav Papa said at the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis. And since that's what the people are using it for, then their use is not over an airspace of four tvachim, and therefore we have no proof from here to this concept that usage over an airspace restricts other people using the same surface. Elo meha, which Shmuel did Rav Yehuda hear this from? The Shmuel we started with today. Ze moitzi ziz kol shehu umemale, vze moitzi ziz kol shehu umemale. And you see from this quote that we saw from Shmuel, Taima, the only reason that you're allowed to use and draw water from the well is da'apik, is because you've got a protrusion of this sign, of this ledge, or of this reed. Ha'loi apik, if you haven't got this sign protruding from the wall of the chotzer, then omrinon, then we do say, Odom oiser al chaveri derech avir, that since the resident of each chotzer is using the well, even though it's derech avir over the airspace, nonetheless they restrict each other from using the common area, in this case, the well. Now continues the Gemara. Uderav mehecha. Where do we see that Rav holds? We said before that Rav says, Ein odom oiser es al chaveri derech avir, that if one person is using a specific area only through going over an airspace, that's an insignificant use and would not restrict anybody else who has permission to use the area. If that other person has permission to use the area, then this person would be osa, and unless it's the case of the boyer, where there it's a little bit different, and this is discussed by the Rishonim. But where do we find that Rav actually holds that a person is einoy oiser derech avir? Mehecha ileima meha. Are you going to suggest it's from the following quote from Rav? Shtei gezuz terois zule maila mizu. This is a concept we mentioned on Daf Pei Dalet. If you have two balconies sticking out of a building, and they are protruding above the sea. The sea is a karmelis. You want to draw water from the sea onto the gezuz terois, onto the balconies, which are irushus hayochid, because they are high up and wide. They are considered irushus hayochid. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to irushus hayochid. So the special leniency that the Chachomim made in order to allow people to draw water is that they could make a type of a wall, a 10 tfachim high wall, around the hole in the floor of this balcony through which they would draw the water. The walls would be 10 tfachim high, and we would use a concept that we don't use anywhere else called good achis mechitzta, that we, virtually speaking, we see the walls as being extended all the way down until the water, and then the water is considered Rishus HaYochid, you can draw the water from the Rishus HaYochid up to the balcony, which is the Rishus HaYochid. But you have now two, you have one hole through which they're drawing water, but you have two neighbors who do not have not made an Eruv with each other. And they have two mirpesets, one is higher than the other. Zu lemayla mizu. Also mechitza le'elyoina. In the event that the hole was made, the hole with the walls around it were made in the upper balcony, v'lo osu mechitza le'tachtoina, and they did not make a wall and a hole in the lower balcony, shteyen asurais, neither are allowed to use this hole, because this hole they made together, and the wall around it they made as partners together. So now you have two balconies belonging to different people, and both of them, so to speak, during the week, they have permission to use this hole to draw water, this newly created Rishus HaYochid to draw water. Since this hole is now being shared by two people, then they restrict each other. Unless they make an Eruv together, if they make an Eruv together, they're considered one Rishus. And if it's one Rishus, then they can use this shared area. That was halacha that we saw. And what did Rav say about that? It's only true if the two balconies are close to each other. If the balconies are away from each other, four tfachim, not in height, but in distance, horizontally away from each other, four tfachim, in that case, elyoina muteres, then the upper balcony, which is where this Rishus HaYochid is allowed to use the hole to draw the water, v'tachtoino asura, but the lower one is not allowed to use it. And in that case, how would the lower one be using it during the week? How would he use it? He would throw, because it's four tfachim away, he would throw his bucket four tfachim, and then the bucket would get lowered through this hole to draw the water. So the lower balcony is using the hole in the upper balcony, but only by throwing over an airspace. And Rav said explicitly that the person in the upper balcony is allowed to draw water from his balcony. Why? Because the person in the lower balcony who would be using it is only using that hole by throwing over a four tfachim airspace. And according to Rav, it does not restrict the upper person, and therefore the person in the upper balcony is allowed to use that hole. The tachtoino asura. The person in the lower balcony is not allowed to use it because it's designated to exclusively now for Shabbos for the person in the upper Rishus. And the Rishonim discuss why this is different from Boyer, that they can both use it. Asks the Gemara, Dilma Shani Hacha, maybe this is not proof that according to Rav, using something over an airspace does not restrict the other neighbor. Maybe Shani Hacha, the Kivan de Lezebez Rika Vashilshul, Lezebashilshul Luchode, Kelezebez Rika or Lezebe Pesach Domi. And this is a concept we learned on Daf Pei Dalet. There's three different ways that you can use an area. Either something called Pesach, as smoothly and easily as a doorway. It's a very comfortable way of using an area. And then you've got another way of using an area, which is by throwing, which means that the area that you're using is 10 tfachim above where you're standing. Another way of using it is b'shilshul, by lowering down, where the area you're using is 10 tfachim below where you're standing. And we mentioned in the previous Gemara, Daf Pei Dalet, if one person is using a specific area by lowering because he's high up, and the other person is using it by throwing because he's low down, and they're both using the same area, according to Shmuel, we say that since it's so much easier to lower down than to throw, we assume and we designate this area exclusively to the person at the top who's using it via lowering, and then the person underneath cannot use it. That was Shmuel. However, Rav held that Zebezrika v'Zebeshilshul, since both of them are not comfortably using the area, this one is throwing, this one is lowering, therefore they have equal type of use, and therefore they restrict each other. However, over here the Gemara is entertaining the idea that that's all fine when this one is using Zrika, and this one is using Shilshul. But in this case here, let's think about the person in the lower balcony. What does he have to do in order to use the water, to draw water from the hole in the top balcony? Number one, he has to throw it. So throw it up. Number two, it's a distance going over the air. He's not right next to where the area that he wants to draw the water. It's four tfachim gap. Number three, he's got to lower the bucket, the pail, right down to the water. That's a very big effort. Relative to the person in the upper balcony, that all he has to do is lower the water. So I may have thought that even Rav normally says, Zeh b'shilshul, Zeh b'zrika, both are asa. I may have thought that's only in that case. But in this case, it's so much easier for the upper person to use the balcony than the lower one that we allow the upper person to use the balcony and not the lower one. If so, then the reason the lower one cannot use the balcony is not because the reason that the upper person can use the balcony and not the lower one is not because the lower person is only using it by throwing, and Rav holds that if you use an area going over an airspace, it doesn't asa. It doesn't restrict the other person. No, it could be normally it would restrict the other person. But over here, the reason that the upper person is allowed to use it is because relative to the lower one, the upper one is called pepesach. He's using it benachas, and therefore he's allowed to use it. And therefore you cannot bring proof from here to what we're looking for from Rav. So, the lower person has to also throw, which means also a distance and also a height, and shilshul and lower down to draw the water. But the person in the upper balcony, he only has to lower the pail. And then it's compared, it's similar to a case where one person is using it not by throwing and not by lowering, just within his tent for him, that's called Pesach, and the other person is using it bezrika, and there even Rav agrees that we allow the person of who's got the easy access to use the area and not the other person. Elo mehad omer of Nachman omer Rav baravu omer Rav. We know this concept that we saw before, that Abaye said to Rav Yosef, that according to Rav, Ein Adam Oysal Chaveri Derech Avir, is from the following quote of Rav. Shnei Batim V'Sholosh Churvos Beinehem. If you have a case where you've got two homes, you've got one home on the right, one home on the left, and there are V'Sholosh Churvos Beinehem, there are three ruins in between the two homes, and there's no doorway from any of the ruins into any of the homes. And how are these ruins positioned? So it's like this. You have one ruin that goes from, that stretches from the home on the left all the way to the home on the right. That means the home on the right and the home on the left both have windows going into these ruins. And when they want to use the ruin, then they would throw their kalim, their buckets, their pails through the window, lower it down onto the floor of the ruins, and that's how they would use the ruins. That's how they would use that one ruin. Besides the one ruin that's going stretching from the home on the left to the home on the right, there's another two ruins beyond it, which one of them is on the right, which is only open, which is adjacent to the home on the right. The other one is open with a window to the home on the left. And there's actually the wall between these two ruins are actually broken open. So it goes as follows. The right-hand home can, besides for being able to use the one ruin which stretches from his home till the left-hand home, besides for that one, and how does he use that ruin? By shilshul, by lowering a pail through the window into that ruin, he can do the same to the ruins, the other ruin, which is next to his home, but not next to the other person's home. And the same with the left hand of the two smaller ruins, that one has a window going to the left hand home. But besides for the right hand home being able to use the one ruin that is shared by both of them and the ruin that's next to him, and the left hand home being able to use the shared ruin that goes from one to the next and the left hand ruin, besides for that, the person in the right hand home can actually throw his bucket right through the right hand one of the two smaller ruins into the left hand ruin, the one which the left hand home uses much easier, just by lowering a pail, a bucket, from his window into that ruin. And the same applies the other way. The left hand home, besides for having direct access through a window to the bigger ruin that stretches between the two, and besides the fact that he can Through a different window, he can lower a bucket into the smaller ruin that's next to his home. He can throw the bucket right through that smaller ruin into the ruin, which is next to the right-hand home. So now we have three ruins. Ruin, the big ruin, which is going between the two homes, is actually shared by both homes, both with Shilshul. They can both lower their buckets into that ruin. Besides that, you've got the two smaller ruins that each one is used by the home next to it just by lowering the bucket in, and is used by the other home by throwing the bucket through the ruin that's closest to that home into this ruin. They say that one picture says a million words. If you see a diagram, then it will become much clearer. So let's see this inside. What did Rav say? Shnei batim u'sholish churvis b'neim. There are three ruins between them. Then the halacha is like this. Ze mishtamish b'somuch loy. Shaloy. That means the small ruin which is next to the right-hand home is allowed to be used on Shabbos by the person in the right-hand home. Al yodei zrika. It's called zrika. We called it lowering. He's calling it throw. The Gemara is calling it throwing. Either way, he can use it easily. He just has to throw a pail or a bucket through the window into the ruin. And the left-hand home can use the small ruin which is just next to his own home also by throwing a bucket through the window. But the big ruin, which is stretching between the two homes and a window from each of the homes into it, also, there it's also, since they both people use the same ruin by form of, call it Shilshul, call it Zrika, but they have the same use, then therefore they restrict each other because they haven't made an Eruv together. So now the very fact that the right-hand home is allowed to use the right-hand ruin, not the one he's sharing directly, the one that he's sharing indirectly, the one that the left-hand home can only make use of if he throws it through the left-hand ruin into the right-hand ruin. Nonetheless, that does not restrict the right-hand person from the right-hand home from using the right-hand little ruin. So you see clearly from here that Shimush, Derech, Avir does not restrict. And that is what the Gemara was trying to bring proof from here to what Rav said, that Ein Oyser Derech Avir. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Baroina, Uka'om Ala Hashmait, Rav Baroina was sitting and he said over this halacha from Rav, Omalei Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer said to Rav Baroina, Bar Bei Rav, Talmud Chochem from the Beis HaMedrash, Omar Rav Hochi. He said to Rav Baroina, Rav Eliezer said to Rav Baroina, Rav said this that you're saying in his name? Omalein? Says, yeah, of course he said it. Ach v'liushpiza. Says, show me where his lodgings are, where his host is, where his home is, I want to speak to him. Ach v'li. So he showed him where Rav was. Also lekamei de Rav. So Rav Eliezer came to Rav. Omar le. And he said to Rav, Omar mar hochi, my master, did you say this halacha? That the middle, the one ruin which is in the middle, so to speak, neither are allowed to use, but each one can use the ruin that is next to them. Omalein, yes, I said it. Omalein, so he said as follows. And before we read the next Gemara, we have to understand like this. Rebbe Eliezer understood, or let's call it misunderstood, what the case. I explained to you the case based on the truth that Rav himself is going to explain himself the way we did. Rebbe Loza had a different picture. Rebbe Loza thought we're talking about you have the right-hand home, the left-hand home, and in between them you have three ruins, one next to each other in one column, in one row. So, and then you've got the right-hand home, which is adjacent to the right-hand churva, the left-hand home adjacent to the left-hand churva, and the churva in the middle, which is not adjacent to either of the homes, but is broken open to the two churvos on either side. So then it's as follows. The right-hand home uses the right-hand churva by zrika, by shilshul, just by lowering a pail through the window. So does the left-hand person home use the left-hand churva in the same way. The middle churva, neither of them have direct access. So both of them can only use it by throwing to a distance of more than four tvachim. Besides for the fact that they each throw a distance to be able to use the middle churva, they can each throw an even further distance to use each other's churva. That means the right-hand home uses the right-hand churva almost directly through the window. He uses the middle churva by throwing all the way into the middle churva, and he uses the left-hand churva to throw all the way into the... But he can throw all the way to the left-hand churva, and the same the other way around. And what's the halacha, says Rav? Rav said that the right-hand home can use the right-hand churva and the left-hand home can use the left-hand churva. And they say that the middle churva neither can use. And here we have an issue. Why can neither use the middle churva? They're both using the middle churva by throwing into it. And the halacha is, v'emtzoi osur, you're not allowed to use it. So Beleza understood that Rav holds the opposite of what we're trying to learn. Rav holds that usage through throwing actually does restrict each other. And that's why this middle churva is restricted to both of them. If so, the question is, why can they each use the outer churvas? Because even the outer churvas is being shared by, that means the right-hand churva is being shared by the right-hand home who's using it directly, and the left-hand home by throwing. So now we're going to have a problem. If the middle churva is osur to both because usage through throwing restricts each other, then the two outer churvas should also be osur because they are being used by each other through throwing. And the halach is it's mutter. So how are we going to explain it? Very simply. Because the right-hand person uses the right-hand churva easily just by putting a pail out of his window. The left-hand home uses the right-hand chotzer only by throwing. Since it's easier to use the churva. Since it's easier to use the churva by just putting your pail out the window than it is by throwing all the way from the left-hand home into the right-hand churva, therefore we give the use to the person who has the easier usage. That makes sense, but we have to remember, we said it was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if zeh bezrika v'zeh b'shilshul, if both of them don't have an easy time, but one of them have an easier time than the other to use the area, do we say that the area is given exclusively to the one who has an easier time, or do we say no? Since neither have a really easy time with it, therefore, they're equally osur to each other. We said Shmuel says you give it to the person who has the easier time. Rav says they're both osur. So here we have a question. This was Rabbi Eliezer's question. Rabbi Eliezer said that if you prohibit both of them, you restrict both of them to use the middle chotzer, it must be that usage through the airspace restricts. And then it must be that the reason they can each use their own respective outer churvas is because it's easier for them than for the other one. And this contradicts what Rav himself said, that the fact that it's easier for one to use than the other is not reason to allow them to use it. Let's see this inside. You hold that if it's easier for one than the other, if in the event that one person uses an area by lowering and the other one uses it by throwing, nonetheless, it's osur for both of them, even though it's easier to use it by lowering than by throwing. If so, here too, even though it's easier for the right-hand home to use the right-hand ruin, since the left-hand home also uses that churva by throwing, even though it's more difficult to use, it should still be osur. Why did you say that the right-hand home can use the right-hand churva? Omar Leis, Rav said to Abeleza, you misunderstood the case. We're not talking about that the homes are in a row. And therefore, don't bring proof from the fact that I restrict everybody from using the middle churva, that it must be that I hold that usage over the air is considered, they restrict each other. No. In that case, it could be that it would be mutter, because they're both using the same area only via the airspace, similar to the boyer that we're talking about. No, he says, we're talking about the case that the way that I painted it to you before, that there's one chotzer that's actually being used. When it says the middle chotzer is osur, emtsoi osur, it doesn't mean the middle chotzer with one ruin on each side. No, it means the middle one because it stretches across the whole area from the right-hand home till the left-hand home. And they're both using it equally through zrika, through shilshul, and that's why it's osur. And the other two homes are mutter, even though they can each throw from their homes to the other churva, nonetheless, I Rav hold that using over the airspace does not restrict the other neighbor. Omale mi sovras de kaima kashura. Do I say that this case is talking about where the three are in a single row, as we said? No, no. De kaima kachatzuva. It's like a tripod, the 3 feet of a tripod. You have two ruins next to each other, and the third one is actually in the middle of the two, beyond the two, which stretches all the way from the right to the left. And in that case, as we discussed, Rav's halacha applies. So this is where we see that Rav holds that usage over airspace does not restrict the other person from using the airspace. From using the area, sorry. Continues the Gemara. Omer le Rav Papa le Rava. And now we're going back to Shmuel. Shmuel says that if two people are using a shared area and they're using it over an airspace, Shmuel says that they do restrict each other. Just he said that in the case of the well, you can make a sign, you can protrude Shmuel said you should protrude a ledge. Rav Yehuda says it doesn't have to be a ledge, it can be a reed, but you have to make a sign and then you can use it. Omalev Popular Rava. Lema Shmuel less later Rav Dimi. This halacha we learned from Shmuel seems to be arguing with Rav Dimi. Dechiasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon the following halacha, and we've seen this a number of times already. Mokim she'ein boi dalad al dalad. If you have a Roshus HaYochid on the right and Roshus HaRabim on the left, and in between you have this wall which is less than 4x4 tfachim, it's not considered a mokim, it's not considered a place, it's a mokim ptur. Then mutar livnei Roshus HaRabim v'livnei Roshus HaYochid lekatif olov. The people from the Roshus HaYochid, they can adjust their bags, their loads on this little ledge, on this wall. And the people from the Roshus HaRabim can also do that, because it's mutar to carry from Roshus HaYochid onto a Mokim Ptur, or from Roshus HaRabim onto a Mokim Ptur. Ubilvad shelo yachlifu, just you have to make sure that you don't take something that was in Roshus HaYochid, put it onto this Mokim Ptur, and from there into Roshus HaRabim, even though biblically that would not be prohibited, but it's also to do that. Now this area on top of the Mokim Ptur, since the Mokim Ptur, this amud, or this wall, which is less than 4x4 tvachim, is not considered a mokim. So we just consider it as air. So what's happening? You've got the people in Roshus HaYochid who are using an airspace, and you have the people in Roshus HaRabim who are using an airspace. So you see that you've got two people who are both using airspace, and it's mutter. According to Shmuel, it should be aser. According to Shmuel, if you have two people who are both using an area just via the airspace, they restrict each other. Why over here do they not restrict each other? Answers the Gemara, Hosom Roshuyeis Doiraisa. Over there, we're talking about that on one side you have Roshus HaYochid, the other side you have Roshus HaRabim, and there people are very careful, and they're not going to get confused so easily, because it's very serious to carry from Roshus HaYochid to Roshus HaRabim, and people are careful to only carry onto this Mokim Ptur and not into Roshus HaRabim. In our case, we're talking all about rabbinical halachas. There's no biblical halachas carrying from one ruin to the next, carrying from the chotzer to this alleyway. These are all enclosed areas. Min ha-toira, these are all Roshus HaYochids. Just the Chachomim said that you're not allowed to carry from one Roshus HaYochid to a different Roshus HaYochid if it's not owned by the same person. And only regarding halachas that are rabbinical, there the Chachomim made extra chizukim that people shouldn't become lax, and therefore only in that case Shmuel holds that if people are using the same area just via or through the airspace, that they restrict each other. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Ravina le Rava. Ravina's asking Rava, mi Omar Rav Hochi. Could Rav really hold that when two people are using the same airspace, that they do not restrict each other? V'ho'itmar. This seems to contradict a halacha that we learned. Shtei batim mishnei tzidei Roshus HaRabim. If you have two homes belonging to the same person, one on one side of the Roshus HaRabim and one on the other side of the Roshus HaRabim, Rabbi Baravuna Omar Rav, it was said in the name of Rav himself, Asur Lizroik Mizelaze. You're not allowed to throw, and obviously we're talking about above 10 tefachim. It's below 10 tefachim, it's Rishus HaRabim. You cannot carry from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. But here we're talking about throwing above 10 tefachim. So it's so to speak, considered like a mokim ptur. I'm throwing from my Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid, my own Rishus HaYochid, and on the other side, through the area above 10 tefachim, above the ground, the Rishus HaRabim. And Rav said, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Obviously the reason is, because the area above 10 tefachim, even though it's not Rishus HaRabim, but it's also being used by the people in the Rishus HaRabim. They can also throw things into that area and use that airspace. And since that airspace is shared not only by this particular individual who wants to throw from one home to the other, it's also shared by the Rishus HaRabim. It's a shared airspace, and therefore they restrict each other on Shabbos. That's why Rav says also, Ushmuel Omar Mutar Lizraik Mizelaze. And Shmuel himself says that one is allowed to carry from one area, from one home to the other home. And we saw just before, since over here we're talking about Rishus HaYochid proper and Rishus HaRabim proper, in that case Shmuel doesn't say that using a shared airspace they restrict each other. We saw that before. However, Rav, who says that over here it's Osir, he obviously holds that since they're using this shared airspace, they restrict each other. And this is contrary to what Rav himself said all along that we've learnt in this sugya, and we saw before that according to Rav, usage of airspace does not restrict each other. Answers the Gemara, it's not a contradiction. Omale lav mi oikimna de madli chad umtati chad. We're talking here about the two homes are not on the same level. One home that he's throwing from is much higher than the other one. And zimnin, sometimes when you're throwing it and you're trying to throw it on an angle, de mingadar venofil, de migander venofil. Sometimes it's going to roll away or fall away, it's going to fall down into the Rishus HaRabim. So you've thrown it from the Rishus HaYochid, you missed your target, it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, that was a mistake. V'osi la'asuyeh, you're going to come and carry it in the Rishus HaRabim, you're going to take it from the Rishus HaRabim back into the Rishus HaYochid. And that's very serious. So Rav is worried that you shouldn't come to Chas V'Shalom carry on Shabbos. Therefore he said, don't throw from one Rishus HaYochid to another. But the reason that he's not allowed to do it is not because the airspace is being shared by the people of the Rishus HaRabim, because according to Rav, shared airspace does not restrict each other. Continues the next Mishnah. And we're going now to Eruvei Chatzeris. Hanoisen es Eruvoi, if somebody takes an Eruvei Chatzeris, which means that you've collected food from all the homes sharing this Chatzah, and normally, what we should be doing, how does an Eruv Chatzeris work? That we want all the homes to be associated to a single home. And then, since all the areas are associated to a single home, it's as if it's all one Rishus. It's not considered carrying from one Rishus HaYochid to a different Rishus HaYochid. But to do that, you have to put the Eruv into one of the homes. What happens if Anoisen is Eruvei Bebeis Shar? You put the Eruv into a gatehouse, Vachsadro, you put it into the porch, or Mirpeset, you put it into a balcony. Einoi Eruv, since it's not a place for Dira, it's not a place of residence, and the Eruv Chatzeris works by the fact that we all share a residence, and we are represented by our food, the food has to be in a place that it's common to have residence in it. The exclusion of these places. Vahadoro Sham, not only that, but somebody who lives in any of this place, in any of these places, it's not called he has a residence there. Eino Oyser Olov. If he doesn't join the Eruv, then he does not restrict any of the other people from carrying in the Chotzer if they made an Eruv. Because the residence there is not considered a residence. They don't restrict the other people in the Chotzer. They don't need to join the Eruv of the other people in the Chotzer. And if you put the Eruv in their Oshus, it's not valid. Continues the Mishnah. Beis HaTeven, if you have a home, a storage home for straw, or Beis HaBokor, or for the animals, or Beis HaEitzim, wood, Beis HaOitzris, or other storage homes, and the storage homes belong to one of the other people who are already have a proper home in the Chotzer, but they have lent, they have given permission for somebody else, an outsider, to use these storehouses to be in. they're allowed to use them. Then in those cases, the people who are living in, the people who are borrowing or have permission to live in these storehouses, they do restrict the chotzer. And if they do not join the Eruv, then nobody can carry in the chotzer. And putting food into any of these store homes, the Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBokor, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaEitzurus, it's called Dira, it's called residence, and the Eruv is valid. Hareza Eruv, v'hadar shom oyser, and somebody who lives there, he restricts the other people because it is considered residence. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, however, im yesham tfisas yad shel bala bayis, if the owner of these storehouses have any handle in that home, that means he's left for himself some space, he's got some of his utensils in that home, even though he's given permission for an outsider to use it, but he still has some use of it now over Shabbos. Therefore, it's as if the area belongs still to one of the homeowners, and that homeowner, he's joined the Eruv with everybody else. In that case, Eino Eser, even though he's allowed somebody else, an outsider, to also use these storehomes, these storehouses, and that person did not join the Eruv, since that residence is not only exclusively for the use of this outsider, but also for the owner himself, who's part of the Eruv because of his home, therefore the person living in it does not restrict everybody else from using the chotzer. Says the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda, Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Kol Mokim She'omru, anywhere where it says, Hador Shom Einoi Oyser, that somebody who lives in place X, whatever it is, living there is not considered residence, and therefore somebody living there who doesn't join the Eruv does not restrict all the other people from carrying in the Chotzer, then in any of such cases, Hanoisunes Eruvoi Einoi Eruv, if you put the Eruv Chatzeres there, the Eruv is not going to be valid for the same reason, it's not a place of residence. Chutz, there's one exception. Mi beis shar de yochid, if you have a gatehouse that is serving a chotzer, that the chotzer is only serving a single home, then in that case, even though if somebody lives in this gatehouse, he's not going to restrict anyone in the chotzer from carrying, nonetheless, if you put the Eruv in such a gatehouse, then the Eruv is valid. It means putting the Eruv in a gatehouse, that the gatehouse is serving a chotzer that belongs to a single individual, the Eruv, it's considered enough residence that you can put the Eruv there. Another rule, Kol Mokim She'omru Chachomim, wherever the Chachomim said, Ein Manichin Boy Eruv, that it's not considered a place of residence, and therefore you cannot put the Eruv Chatzeres there, because for an Eruv Chatzeres to be valid, it has to be put in a place of residence. However, Manichin Boy Shituf, you're allowed to put Shituf Emuvois in such a place. What we mentioned before, the Beis Shar, or what we said now, a Beis Shar that is serving a Chotzer of a rabbim, not a yochid, or a porch, or a balcony, that putting an Eruv Chatzeros in those places is invalid, but Shitufei Muvois, where we're not trying that everybody should have residence in the same place, we just want everybody associated to a single chotzer, the only condition is that it's in a protected place. You cannot put the Shitufei Muvois in the Mavui, because it's not a protected place. But you can take the Shitufei Muvois and put it into a Chotzer, or into a Beis Shar, a Chsad, or a Merpeset. So any place that Ein Manichin Boy Eruv, you cannot put an Eruv Echatzeris, however, Manichin Boy Shituf, you're allowed to put the Shitufei Muvois in such a place, because Shitufei Muvois does not need a place of residence. Chutz, there's one exception, Me'avir Mavui, in the open area of the Mavui itself, since it's not protected there, you cannot put the Shitufei Muvois inside the Mavui. So asks the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon, Yur of Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, told us a big chiddush, two chiddushim he told us. We're focusing now on the second one. The second chiddush was that wherever you cannot put an Eruv Echatzeris, nonetheless you can put Shitufei Muvois there. What are you trying to teach us? Tanina, we've already learnt it in the Mishnah. We saw in our Mishnah, Hanoyisunis Eruvoi Bebeis Shar Achsadu Merpeses Einoi Eruv. The Mishnah says that the only thing which is excluded from being able to be put into the gatehouse into the porch or into the balcony is only the Eruv, which means Eruv Echatzeres. That's what it says in the Mishnah, Einoi Eruv. Eruv hu deloi. It's only insignificant or insufficient for an Eruv. It's not considered residence. However, hu deloi hava, ho shituf hava. But for shitufim voice, you're allowed to put the shitufim voice there. It's explicit in the Mishnah. What are you coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, base shar de yochid va'avir de movui istrichale. It's true. It's true that this quote of Rav Yehuda Breid of Shmuel Bar Shilas, that the rules that he's saying are rules that we see in the Mishnah. However, the exceptions is that was the element of Chiddush in his words. The fact that a base shar de yochid, a gatehouse that is serving, that's the entranceway into a chotzer that's serving a single individual, that is not considered, that means that's enough residence that you can put the Eruv there, even though somebody who lives there, it's considered insignificant residence. However, it's enough residence that you can put the Eruv Chatzeris there, that you don't see in the Mishnah. And you also don't see that you're not allowed to put Shitufim voice in the Mavoi itself. It's true that these areas that are not considered residents, they only restrict Eruv Chatzeris, not Eruv Shitufim voice. But you don't see in our Mishnah that the exception to that is the Avir HaMavi. Deloitnan, because that it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Taninam Yochi, let's also see these halachas explicitly in a Braisa. Hanoyisin is Eruvoi, Bebeis Shar, Achsadu Merpeset, Ubechotzer, Ubemovoi, Hareza Eruv. Very interesting Braisa. It says that if you put the Eruv into a gatehouse, or into a porch, or into a merpeses, ubechotzer, or in a chotzer, ubemovoi, or in a movoi, hareza eruv, it's valid. Vatnan, this is explicitly against what we saw in our Mishnah, einze eruv, that the eruv is not valid. If so, ema, so it's a contradiction. Answers the Gemara, ema hareza shituf. The Braisa, when it says hareza eruv, it means either change the Braisa or read or understand the Braisa means hareza shituf, that these places are all valid for shitufim voice. Shituf b'movui loy mintar. Says, okay, we're talking about shitufim voice, and therefore we understand the base shar and the achsadra and the merpeset and the chotzer. But when the Braisa says uba mavoi, that you can put this Eruv, which we now know is talking about shitufim voice, in the mavoi, can you put the shitufim voice in the mavoi? We saw before, chutz me'avira mavoi, because it's not protected. So how can the Braisa say that you can put the shitufim voice in the mavoi itself? Shituf b'mavoi loy mintar. How can the Braisa say that you can put it there? Loy mintar, it's not protected there, it's invalid. Answers the Gemara, Eimer, you should read in the Braisa, not ubechotzer and in a chotzer, ubemavoi or in the mavoi. No, you should read ubechotzer shebemavoi, that you have to put the shitufim voice in one of the chatzeres which are actually using this alleyway. To the exclusion of a chotzer that does not have an exit into the mavoi, you cannot put the shitufim voice in such a chotzer. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yudom Ashmuel. Bnei Chabura Shahoyu Masubin. There was a group of people that were eating on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, they were dining together. V'kiddush aleihem ayoim, and Shabbos came in. They did not make an Eruv Chatzeres, they didn't make a Shitufim voice, but they have food here on the table. Then pas she'al ha'shulchan soimchin aleihem mishum Eruv. The food that's on the table, that's being shared by all of them, that can be used as the Eruv for Eruv Chatzeres and for Shitufim voice. V'omri lo, others say, not for Eruv, mishum shituf, it can be used for Shitufim voice, which would seem only Shitufim voice, and not the Eruvich, for not for Eruvich Hatzeris. Omar Rabbah. And Rabbah said, V'loi pligi, these two opinions, whether you can use it also for Eruvich Hatzeris or just for Shitufim voice, they're not really arguing at all. It just depends where they're sitting. Kan b'masubin babais, if they're dining in a home, and a home is a place that you're allowed to put Eruvich Hatzeris, you can also put Shitufim voice there. So this food can act as an Eruv as well. Kan b'masubin b'chotzer. If they're dining, if they're sitting in the chotzer, you cannot put Eruv Chatzeris in the chotzer, but you can put Shitufim voice in the chotzer. So if they're dining outside when Shabbos came in, the food on the table can serve as a Shitufim voice, but not as an Eruv Chatzeris. Continues the Gemara, Omale Abaye l'Rabba. Abaye said to Rabba, Tanya de Masami Elecho, I've got a brisa that is backing up what you just said. It says in the brisa, Eruvei Chatzeirois b'chotzer. To put an Eruvei Chatzeirois in a chotzer, v'shitufim avois b'movi. And shitufim avois can be put in the movi. Both of those halachas are extremely strange, contrary to everything we've just learnt. The Avinon Bo, we were discussing this brisa. Eruvei Chatzeirois b'chotzer? Can you put the Eruvei Chatzeirois in the chotzer itself? Votnan, it's against what we learnt in the Mishnah. Hanoisin es Eruvei b'beis sharach sadu amar peses. That to put an Eruvei Chatzeirois in a place that is not used for residence, and of course it includes the chotzer itself, Eino Eruv. It's not valid for Eruvei Chatzeirois. So the Gemara says, Eima Eruvei Chatzeirois b'bayis shebechotzer. This is the way you read the brisa. Eruvei Chatzeirois has to be put b'bayis shebechotzer in a home that is sharing the chotzer. Shitufei mavois b'chotzer shebemavui, and shitufei mavois can be put in a chotzer that's adjoining to the mavui. It does not have to be in a home. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Oimir. We saw in the Mishnah that even though you've got these storehouses that belonged to one of the residents of the Chotzer, but he allowed somebody, an outsider, to use it, and then we said that this outsider is going to restrict all the other people from using the Chotzer unless they join in the Eruv. However, if the owner of this storehouse, who actually belongs, it has a home in the Chotzer, if he has a Tfisas Yad, he still has some usage of this storehouse, even though he's given it to somebody else to use, then it's considered annexed to his home, and therefore the person who's using it does not need to join into the Eruv. Says the Gemara, Hei chadomi tfisas yad. Give us an example of somebody who's got storehouses that he's lending to somebody else, but he's also using it himself. Says the Gemara, Kegoin Chatzeiroi Shel Bunais. Bunais was a very rich person, and his father was very, very rich, and he had so many utensils that he would keep these utensils in all the homes and all his storehouses that he had in the Chotzer, at the same time that he would lend these storehomes to other people to use. Says the Gemara, an incident regarding this Bunyas. Ben Bunyas Osele Kamei de Rebbe. This Bunyas, or the son of Bunyas, he came in front of Rebbe. Omar Lu, Rebbe said, Panu Mokim, make space, give a choshev a prominent place, the ben mea mona, to somebody who's wearing clothing that are worth a hundred mona, expensive clothing. He's such a rich man, he deserves a place of honor. Also in a shachrin, and then another person came, and this person, the second person, was wearing clothes that were twice as expensive. The clothes that were wearing, that were cost 200 mone, Omer Luhu. And the Rebbe said, Panu Mokim, make space, leben Mosayim mone. Either move this Bunyas aside and give that prominent place to this person who's even richer, or put this prominent place, this second person, in an even more prominent place. Omar Lefonov, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was witness to this whole scene. He said to Rabbi, Oviv Shelzeh, this father of this Ben Bunyas, this person who came in with clothes of just worth 100 moneh, and you put him aside for the person who came in with clothes of 200 moneh, he says, Oviv Shelzeh, his father, Yeshle Elef Sfina Yisbayom, he's got 1,000 ships at sea. Ukenegdon, and against them he's got Elef Ayoris Biabosha, he owns 1,000 cities on land. He's extremely rich. Omar Lois, the Rebbe said to him, Keshetagiei Tel Oviv, when you get to his father who's so rich, Emoloi, tell him, Al Teshagreyu Bekelim Alolu Lefon, I don't send your son with clothes that are only worth 100 mona. I didn't realize how rich he was. I thought that the person wearing the clothes of 200 mona is even richer. You should send him with clothes that reflect his true riches, and then I would have given him the prominent place that he deserves. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Mechabid Ashirim. Rebbe was used to giving respect and honor to the rich people. And there's a lot of different explanations in the Mefarshim. Why? But we're just learning the daf at face value now. Rebbe Akiva Mechabid Ashirim. Rebbe Akiva also used to give special honor to rich people. Kedadorash Rabba Bar Meri. And Rabbi Bar Meri, he read this into a pasuk. The pasuk says, Yeshev Oilom Lifnei Elokim, a person who's going to forever be sitting, be present in front of Hashem, Chesed Ve'emes Man Yintzeruhu, that kindness, truth, Man Yintzeruhu, Man, I would assume, means is in going to prepare him, doing the chesed, that means what's going to prepare him to sit in front of Hashem and in his presence for forever is what man yitzruhu, this chesed and emes is going to prepare him to be forever preserved in front of Hashem. Says the Gemara, Eimosa yeshev oilam lifnei elokim, when, in what merit is a person deserving of sitting or being in present in front of Hashem forever, bizman she chesed v'emes man, at a time when he's doing kindness and he's sustaining poor people, yinsruhu, that's what's going to preserve him. So you see that the rich people, who they use their riches in order to feed others, to do tzedakah, to do chesed, to sustain the poor people, that is what's going to preserve them to be for always, forever in Hashem's presence. And that is why these rich people are deserving of special honor. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, we're going back to what the Gemara said at the bottom of Amud Beis, what's considered Heicha Domi Tfisas Yad. And the Gemara's first answer was, Kegoin Chatzeri Shel Bunyas, like the courtyard of Bunyas, that he had so many utensils, because he was so rich, then all these homes that he'd lent out to other people, he had his own utensils there. Rabbi Bar Chana is saying, Kegoin Yosit Shel Machresha, even if the owner of this storehouse, all he has in this home, in this storehouse, is the knife part of the plow, and it's resting there over Shabbos, that's enough to be considered that this home is associated to its real owner, and the person who's living in this home does not restrict the other people from carrying in the chatzah, even if he doesn't join the Eruv. Omer of Nachman, Tana Deberi B'Shmoel, Dovo Hanitel B'Shabbos, something which is not muktzah on Shabbos, something which is movable on Shabbos, Oyser. If the only thing that the real owners of this storehouse has in the storehouse is something that's movable on Shabbos and could be removed from this home on Shabbos, then he hasn't got a tfisas yad. He doesn't have a solid handle and a permanent handle for the duration of Shabbos in this home. And therefore, the person, the outsider who's living in this home, is oyser, is going to restrict the people in the chatzah from carrying that. Dovor she'enu nitl b'Shabbos, however, something that's not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, and the real owner has an item like that in this home, then it's considered that the owner has a handle in this home, and the visitor who's living in it, or the person who's borrowing or getting permission to use it, does not restrict the other people in the chatzah. Eino eser, tanin amyachi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Yesh loy tevel, if the owner has tevel, which is fruits, food, that has not been taken trumas and maestros, you're not allowed to eat it. So then mukta. Then if he's got tevel, or yeshli ashushus, if he's got a metal bar, which is also mukta on Shabbos, v'chol dovash einu nitl b'Shabbos, or anything else which is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, einu oyser, then if he has that in this beisa oyser, beisa tevin, beisa bokor, or that we saw before, even if there's somebody else, an outsider, living in this home, nonetheless, Eino Oyser, it does not restrict the other people in the Chatzah to use the Chatzah, because even this residence is associated to the owners who are part of the Eruv, because the owners have something which is not movable on Shabbos in this residence. And the Mirtz Hashem in the next Shira, we're going to continue from here.